what struck me is looking at the newspaper articles, they were the first black family on the street, and it was the rest were all white. Now I think there's maybe a handful of white families on the street. I know my nan, sort of Caribbean heritage, her next door neighbour, who's a real, he's my next door neighbour, we call him Uncle Harold. He's not a blood relative, but he's like family to me. When my granddad died, he sort of stepped up and he looked after the family. He sort of gave my mum away at her wedding. My mum used to tell me stories about all these terrible cars she used to buy in the old days, and this thing called bump starting. I don't know what bump starting is, but apparently he would help her bump start a car. He'd come and pick her up from anywhere when the car broke down. And still now, he's well into his 80s, but he still helps. He runs the local church hall. When it's hired out for people, he's there locking up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's an 88-year-old man. If neighbours have got a problem, he's there up his ladders, fixing windows, clearing guttering, and even at his age, he's much remarkable, really. He'll moan about it, you'll never hear the end of it. He'll be moaning and chuntering away, complaining about everybody. He's pretty cantankerous, but he's got a heart of gold, really. I think, again, it goes back to what that community is. People just want to help each other. People know each other.